I wish that you make it known that there are no vehicles coming from other planets, extraterrestrial vehicles. No, they are agents of hell in transport. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 23 through 35, quote, "Then if anyone say to you, behold, here is Christ, or there he is, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will arise, and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told you beforehand. If therefore they say, behold, he is in the desert, do not go forth. Behold, he is in the inner chambers. Do not believe it. For as lightning comes forth from the east and shines even to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light. And the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then will all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. And he will send forth his angels with a trumpet and a great sound. And they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now from the fig tree, learn this parable. When his branches is now tender and the leaves break forth, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all these things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and end-time prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen now. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 1st, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is pointing up now to the sky, and I see a large parchment of paper. I call it parchment because it doesn't look like the paper we use. It looks like something that has had like oil on it. And it's heavy, and the writing is very heavy, and I see numbered up to the number 5. I see number 1, it says Ronald Reagan. I see number 2, John Paul II. I see number 3, Veronica Lukin. My child, do not be affrighted. You must understand that nothing will come to you and harm you unless it is in the plan of the Father for the good of all mankind. Your heart is pounding, my child. I repeat again, do not be affrighted, but pray for your president and pray for your Holy Father Pope John Paul II. My child, you have had much discord this week in your household because of the prayers to Satan of those on your island who belong to the Church of Satan. They know where you live, my child, and they pass many times in vehicles before your home. You asked me, my child, what can they do? They can do nothing, my child, while there is a crucifix upon your doors. I would suggest also, my child, that you go back to your previous habit and plan to keep a St. Benedict medal on each windowsill of your home. A St. Benedict medal, my child. Then you will not be tormented at night by their weird chantings that have kept you awake many nights. Yes, my child, there were 12 groups of Satan in your community. I say community because the island of Long Island, within a 60-mile radius, has 13 covens now. Yes, my child, they are the worst of the worst, for they sacrifice the innocent babies, and they also are using animals again. Many dead carcasses shall be found on the beaches and in the woods. I know that this knowledge makes you very ill, my child. That would also affect anyone with a heart, a human heart of goodness. For how can man be so cruel to his fellow man, to slay him, to give him over to Satan in rituals? Yes, my child, you have to know that they are very close. They walk at daylight through the streets as common citizens, unknown to others for what their true nature is. They are agents of hell. While we speak of agents of hell, my child, I also wish that you make it known that there are no vehicles coming from other planets, extraterrestrial vehicles. No, my child and my children, they are agents of hell in transport. Now you may ask, why must they be transported if they are spirits? Ah, my child, this you may not understand. These are not ordinary spirits. These are the demons from hell, Satan's cohorts, and Satan himself. He is also on one of the transports. There is a reason they must use the transport. I will not go into it at this time, for I am sure it would be fogged the mind of any scientist should I give this knowledge to them before they are ready for it. They must find out something for themselves, my child, before we will help them to the ending of this great sorrow upon earth. Anything that results in murder and death is sorrow upon earth, my child, just as the great wars that are prevailing. Look over, my child, to your left. Yes, that is true. You are looking at Africa now, my child. Another map. And what do you see, my child?
We'll be back in a moment with Veronica's vision. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. In the prophecy you just heard, Veronica's home was protected by having crucifixes on her doors. On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, quote, pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors, unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet. It contains four crucifixes, a small tube of super adhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. this home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. There are 42,032 holy hours pledged before our Lord in holy hours of prayer, pledged before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament in the next year. If you would like to join us and pledge to do one or more holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, call us at 616-698-6448 or write us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. We ask that everyone pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon, as she has promised. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Today we have the story of St. Bernadette of Lourdes. On June 3, 1858, the day after her first Holy Communion, less than 4 months after Our Lady had appeared to her for the first time, a friend of Bernadette said to her, "Tell me, which of two things was the greatest joy to you, the receiving of God, of your God in Holy Communion, or conversing with the Blessed Virgin at the grotto?" Bernadette hesitated momentarily and then replied, "I do not know. The two things go together and cannot be compared. All I know is that I was intensely happy in both of them." Bernadette gave an excellent answer, "For was not the flesh of Christ taken from Mary's body and his blood taken from hers?" Genuine devotion to Mary inevitably leads to Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Jesus could not give his body to eat in the Eucharist until Mary had first given him that body. The word Eucharist in Greek means thanksgiving, because Christ is offering a prayer of thanksgiving when he consecrated the bread and the wine at the Last Supper. The word has always been connected with the sacrament of our Lord's Last Supper. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Directives from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, actual recordings of the messages, the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady, and much more. So be sure to join us at www.tldm, which stands for These Last Days Ministries, .org. And now we return to Our Lady's End Time Prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing her vision.
"I see old flames, and I see many people who are hungry. I see babies with their stomachs all swelled up, and babies with their bones sticking out of their skin, and who think our Blessed Mother is crying. She's touching her lips now. My child, and to think how much food is being wasted in your country and the affluent countries of the world. One little morsel could keep a child from starving to death. If you think that this could not happen to your country, you are mistaken, my child. If you think this cannot happen, I must tell you now that there are still many who are hungry in your country this evening. You see, my child, man is always self-seeking and cannot see what lies ahead of him. You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. It is the will of the Father that all men be saved. But you must understand this, my child and my children. You have all been given a free will. I repeat, the road to heaven is narrow, and so few are finding it. The road to hell is wide, and thousands are falling into hell every day. The road to purgatory is also narrow, and there are many who have been there since the beginning of creation because they have no one to pay for them. You must remember, my children, the souls in purgatory. I also tell you this, my children, on one Saturday of the month, I shall take out of purgatory many souls if you will save them. I see, my child, that gives you a great lifting to your heart, which has been bowed with sorrow from the beginning of this day. Yes, my child, there is a hell, there is a heaven, and there is a purgatory. Most lately, my child, have been going to purgatory and hell. It is not impossible to immediately go to heaven, my child, but it will be some time before the beatific vision can be met. It is reserved for the few. I want you, my children, to wear the brown scapular. You must wear the brown scapular. The time of times is approaching. The great chastisement is approaching. The hours upon earth should be counted in the few. These are truly, my children, your latter days. You cannot escape the oncoming fury. Now I want it known to you that the very ones who planned the extinction of Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II are sitting at this time at a table in Russia. They do not do their own murdering, my child. They have others do it for money. I know this makes you affrighted, my child, that there is so little value for life. But did not I tell you many years ago that if they started to murder the unborn, they will murder the living, even the adults? They may murder the children, but then they will also murder the elderly.
You have just heard part of the Bayside End Time Prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. And my first testimony, I hear from Texas. This summer, I was diagnosed as having breast cancer. I pray to Our Lady of the Roses and St. Teresa for a cure. But if God wanted me to be operated on, I pray that they wouldn't take all of the breast, and I prayed for the strength to endure my trials and that my cancer would not spread. I went to Bayside on the vigil night and asked Our Lady for these favors. I sat with the people who are sick and received special rosaries. After that, of the vigil, I felt a great calm came over me, as if everything would be all right. My operation was a success. They took a large lump off the side of my breast. It's not that noticeable. They removed some lymph nodes under my arms, and thank God and Our Lady of the Roses, the cancer did not spread. I thank Our Lady of the Roses for this miracle, St. Teresa for her intercession. I believe in Our Lady of the Roses wholeheartedly. She has helped me numerous times. She also helped me. I want to thank her for helping me with my mother. She's 76 years old and fell on the sidewalk, the result in a brain tumor, a blood clot on the brain. The operation was a success. Then one day we were having lunch, and I gave her a thin slice of apple. She had a seizure, which while eating the apple, I called 911, and they said to lie her on the floor on her side until the ambulance would come. My mom had laid on the floor for about 15 minutes, and she was unconscious with a mouthful of apple. As soon as it happened, I reached for the rose petal near the phone and prayed to Our Lady of the Roses to please save my mother. I continued to pray, and the ambulance finally came, and I put the rose petal in her side, and after they gave her oxygen, she came out of it. She went to the hospital carrying the rose petal. She was released after a couple of hours. No one can convince me that it wasn't Our Lady of the Roses who cured her. How she didn't choke to death with a mouthful of apple while laying down unconscious with her jaws clamped shut, her body stiff, gasping for air, is truly a miracle from Our Lady of the Roses, and that is fine. Now I have another party here, and this party here is from Los Angeles, to Our Lady's Workers. In 1983, I was doing some work for Our Lady. I guess it was my time to suffer, as it is for all of us during our lives. Well, I was hit head-on by a truck. I was on a motorcycle, doing a fairly good clip, and I arrived in the hospital with only my scapula and my rosary. My leg was completely smashed. I had pieces of bone hanging out of my leg. From there was some on the road and what have you. Well, the doctors told me at that particular time that I might have 20% use of my leg, if I had a leg at all. Well, they put the thing in traction, in what they call a Hopkins tripoint. Well, then I was transferred to another hospital, and then another hospital. Then I got gangrene, and they said my leg was going to have to be removed. So during the surgery, I don't know what happened, but apparently something happened. My leg was still on when I woke up. Then I was transferred to UCLA because I had a severe bone infection. Then they said, well, I'm sorry, guy, but this time the leg's going to have to come off. We have no choice. 2 weeks prior to that, they gave me what they call a Thompson scan. This x-ray showed the inside of the bone. Well, the inside of my bone was as black as coal, which means that it was dying. So they were going to have to remove it. And my other bone in my leg, the smaller of the bigger one, had not healed, which was also bad because my break was in several parts of my leg. 2 weeks later, when I came back, they took another x-ray. All heck broke loose. doctors were arguing amongst themselves. Well, they got the wrong leg, this and that. Finally, a doctor came in, and he said, I don't know what to do. I don't know too much about miracles, but he said, this is a miracle. It sure is a miracle this time, he said. I don't know how to explain this. So they had me back in UCLA Medical Center several times thereafter. My leg has been healed by our Lord Jesus Christ to the Holy Mother and Mother of our and our Queen. I give her credit asking our God to heal my leg because I myself could not do that because I've been not too good in my life. But our Holy Mother, through her great love that she has for all of us, whether we are black, white, or whatever, and we're her children, saw fit to ask our Lord that my leg be all in one piece, as so I got it, and I also have my life, because they said I should have never survived that accident. Then that is fine. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
These Last Days radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.